With this week's Player Profile, I'm John Moenkel, as we take a look at this year's Players to Watch in 2021. Explosive plays have been how Pella football has attained success on the field for the past decade, with some of the program's most dynamic athletes scorching defenses during a historic run of district championships, Unidome appearances, and state titles. But the 2021 Dutch bring uncertainty to how often they can make big plays on both sides of the ball after an inconsistent fall in 2020. A core group of tremendous athletes finding success in other sports will try to make magic happen again, led by running backs Nolan Clayburgh and Aiden Pollock. The duo had flashes of success last fall for Pella, but Clayburgh had difficulty staying on the field on a week-to-week basis, and Pollock ended his fall with a major arm injury in the district championship game against Nevada. Still, head coach Jay McKinstry believes the duo may be the biggest key to offensive production and finding the end zone this season. Clayburgh scored 6 times in 2020, including an 85-yard reception for a score against Harlan and a season-long run of 56 yards. Pollock's biggest play of last season was a 68-yard punt return for a touchdown against Nevada that helped the Dutch clinch a district title.
And now they drop back into punt formation with Aiden Rhodes. And Pella was set up for the punt the whole way with Pollock back to return. Punt into the wind.
Pretty
and
good.
Pollock fields it at the 32-yard line. Near side 35, 40, 45, 50. Back to the middle of the field at the 45, 40. Pollock stiff arm, 30, 25. Another stiff arm, 10, 5. Touchdown. Aiden Pollock, a 67-yard punt return.
The Pella Christian football team is poised to be an explosive offensive team in 2020 with the goal of returning to high-scoring attack enjoyed by the program for the better part of the last decade. One key player could be poised for a breakout season, which could drive the Eagles on the road to a deep postseason run.
And they'll fake the pass. Kack, a lot of space to the 25-30. Off to the races at the 40. 50. Far sideline 40. Burst of speed at the 30. And he is gone! 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown Pella Christian. 4th and 1. Turns into an 80-yard run for Isaac Kaczmarinski.
What a play call.
Isaac Kaczmarinski was the 2021 Class 1A District 7 Offensive Player of the Year, and the junior enters the fall season another year faster, stronger, and smarter, and the focal point of the boys from Eagle Lane and what they could accomplish over the next 3 months. Last year's experience on the gridiron, his state qualifying success in track and field, and hours of work in the offseason could lift him into the elite of 1A football this fall. Kaczmarinski was thrust into the quarterback position in a preseason camp battle last fall, which came after most of the team was separated due to COVID-19 protocols. He threw for 14 touchdowns and ran for 7 more in 2020. Taking a look at the Knoxville Panthers to watch for this fall, Gavin Montalvo returns as the team's returning leading rusher. He went for 346 yards and 4 touchdowns last fall, and he has the potential to be a bruising back.
Gavin will get the call right up the middle, bulldozes his way, diving, touchdown! What a run by Gavin Montalvo. The human bulldozer just flattens a bunch of Keokuk players in his wake.
Noah Kiefer started at quarterback for Game 1 against Fairfield last season. He was 12 of 29 through the air for 178 yards. He rushed for 16 yards and will likely up that mark with Knoxville with going more option this season.
Wide open package for Knoxville now. Here's Kiefer. He'll roll out to the right side. Throws. It is caught by Hudson, and he's uprooted at the 22-yard line.
Defensively, sophomore Dakota Ramsey returns as the leading tackler with 33.5 last season.
Hands it off to Kalair. He gets away from one defender in the backfield. Rolls out to the right side. Headed towards the corner of the end zone. Now cuts back and gets into the end zone.
You're not catching him.
One tackler cannot get to Kale Kalair. He scores touchdown number 2 of the first quarter, and the Indians lead 13-0.
Indianola running back Kale Kalerick will be playing both offense and defense. Star basketball player Drew Kingery is playing this year at wide receiver, and they are expecting big things from him. Wide receiver is also packed, with Colton Gordon and Will Shivers. Carter Erickson will also be a stud on offense at wide receiver and playing defense at linebacker. Norwalk's defense will be highlighted by star junior defensive tackle Maddox Borcherding-Johnson. This man is a beast. The Iowa Hawkeye commit will look to bolster the Warrior defense as a well-known superstar. His 31.5 tackles last year is the top returning mark for Norwalk.
Two receivers either side of the field. It's second down and 10. Back to pass Juergens. Under some pressure. Escapes it right to the end zone. It is
touchdown.
Hauled in.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Norwalk.
It's Dylan Rank on the catch.
Junior Dylan Rank returns to help lead the wide receiving core. He came up with a few big catches last year and should play most snaps this fall.
And to go here in quarter number one, Berger goes in motion, the tight end across the formation. Stock takes a snap, and it's a handoff to Anderson. Got some space up the middle, makes the guy miss. Inside the 10 to the 5, touchdown Aiden Anderson. Mustangs on top, 13-0. How about that run? Shifty move there by Aiden Anderson, and just like that, it's 13-0 PCM.
Yeah, and once he got through there and he got into daylight, he turned the jets on,
yeah.
And two Centerville guys thought they had him, and he split them, and they actually ran into each other.
Aiden Anderson is this year's player to watch for PCM. After his season was cut short due to an injury last year, the senior will look to get the Mustangs back to the Unidome once again. He was the team's leading rusher at the time of his injury and should carry most of the load this time around as well. Those are the players to watch for in 2021. I'm John Mowinkle with this week's Player Profile.